I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Trade Commission has released its list of the top consumer fraud complaints for last year, fraud that costs victims, according to the FTC, more than $437 million. Tess Viglin joins us now from the Marketplace Newsroom with details. Tess, we heard a lot about ID theft last year. That's got to be somewhere on this list, I guess.
It is. In fact, it's the biggest consumer fraud problem out there, at least according to how many people complain about it to the FTC. 215,000 of them, about 42%, were about ID theft. It is a huge, huge problem. Most of the complaints revolved around credit card fraud, employment-related fraud, and loan fraud. So let's reiterate the precautions. Never, ever give out your Social Security number or credit card numbers to people who shouldn't be asking for them. Spot check your own credit reports at least twice a year and get a shredder.
And when you get those emails, we just need to check on your bank account. Send us the bank account number.
Yeah, delete them right away.
Okay. What else are consumers complaining about?
Well, most of the other complaints have to do with Internet transactions. In fact, 58% of the complaints were spurred by people being contacted for one reason or another over the Internet, whether by email, as you just pointed out, or through websites. Internet auctions were the biggest online problem, followed by reports of fraudulent Internet services and computer products. Offline, most of the complaints were about sweepstakes offers and lotteries, those work-at-home offers that you see everywhere. Foreign money offers, and believe it or not, catalog sales. And all those scams cost some $200 million, about $195 per victim.
Well, Tess, what then is the lesson from all these complaints?
I guess the old caveat emptor, buyer beware. You know, the fact that all this stuff is happening in cyberspace probably points to all of us just not being as careful online as we would be, say, buying something in a store or at a live offline auction. And you have to be, even more so because you can't see or hear or talk to the people that you're conducting transactions with. So caution is, or at least it should be, the operative word here. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're exploring the idea of canceling political primaries because they're too expensive.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.